Thank you, Nigel. And now back to the news.
Our final set of stories focus on crime and the law. 25 travellers who tried to avoid paying their rail fares were fined over £10,000 this week. More than 200 guns have been taken off the streets in Norfolk and Suffolk during a recent amnesty. Following a spate of unpleasant attacks by a cyclist on elderly people, a man has been arrested. And this week it was announced that Norfolk has been specially hard hit by the cuts in legal aid.
Fare dodging cost 25 train travellers more than £10,000 when they appeared before magistrates. Greater Anglia's Revenue Protection Team caught the defendants on board Greater Anglia trains in Essex, Suffolk and London without tickets and with no cash or cards on them to buy a ticket. Magistrates in Ipswich imposed fines of £8,070 and costs of £2,500 on 25 people prosecuted for fare dodging. Their appearance was part of a crackdown by Greater Anglia, which cost fare dodgers more than £121,500 after an operation across the region. Greater Anglia warned people heading off by train over the Christmas period that their inspectors would be working as normal over the holiday period to ensure the correct fares were paid.
More than 200 guns have been taken off the streets of Norfolk and Suffolk following the launch of a firearms amnesty. Shotguns, self-loading pistols and a Second World War military rifle have been among the haul of 204 weapons that have so far been handed in to Norfolk and Suffolk constabularies as part of the surrender campaign. Police in Norfolk have had a total of 98 firearms so far handed in, while Suffolk police have so far seen 106 weapons handed to them following the launch of the campaign, which runs until November the 26th. Richard Kennett, Joint Firearms Manager for Norfolk and Suffolk Police, said, "We're really pleased with how many unlicensed firearms and ammunition have been handed in during the first week of the surrender. We've received a variety of weapons, including handguns, shotguns, rifles and imitation firearms. Some of the guns are in working order, and by taking them off the streets, we are helping to make our county an even safer place to live."
A man has been arrested by detectives investigating nine crimes where elderly people in Norwich have had their bags snatched by a bicycle-riding robber. Nine people, aged in their 70s and 90s, had bags stolen in the space of just over 2 weeks. Police are linking the cases, with a man on a bike riding up to them and stealing their bags. And yesterday, a man in his 40s was arrested. He has been taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre to be questioned. Earlier, police released CCTV footage of the most recent robbery, 9, where a woman in her 70s was pulled to the ground as a man on a bike rode past her and grabbed her bag. That happened at around 12:50 p.m. on Wednesday, close to the Belvedere Community Centre in Belvoir Street. The robbery was one of a string of robberies and thefts in the city in the past few days.
Controversial cuts to legal aid have hit people in Norfolk harder than any other parts of the country, new figures have revealed. It means people are increasingly representing themselves in family court cases because they cannot afford solicitors, while victims of domestic violence among those finding it harder to afford representation, campaigners say. Legal aid is given by the government to eligible people to help pay for legal advice, mediation or representation in court for civil problems such as housing, debt and family cases. But governments have over the years changed the law surrounding who can get it. Changes in 2013, which aimed to save £350 million a year, meant some types of cases, such as divorce and child contact cases, were no longer eligible for public funds. And members of Norwich City Council's Scrutiny Committee will examine the impact of that in Norfolk. They will be presented with figures which show that between 2011 and 2017, there has been a 65% drop in the number of civil law cases funded through legal aid in Norfolk. Nationally, there's been a 46% decrease. The Norfolk Community Law Service, which provides free social welfare advice, saw 2,493 new clients in 2016-2017, an increase of 6.7% on the previous year.
Even the younger ones among us can sometimes struggle to find the motivation to exercise. But one man who started going to his nearby leisure centre aged 84 has showed he has true staying power by celebrating his 98th birthday with a visit to the gym. Eric Cousins of Gaynor Close, Wyndham, has been visiting three times a week ever since he became a member. Mr. Cousins said, "I was widowed and looking for something to do, and my doctor suggested I take up something active, so I did. It was a bit of a leap going from being looked after for 50 years to suddenly having to look after myself." Now 14 years on, Mr. Cousins is both shocked and pleased to still be a member at the leisure centre.
A new Norwich publican, the only one remaining in what was one of the city's busiest pub districts, hopes to entice a new generation of drinkers to the area with a combination of historical interest and chic trimmings. The last pub standing on King Street is due to open to the public following a four-month, £200,000 renovation. Owner and general manager Darren Fenner said the 17th-century building, formerly the King's Pub, was derelict when he first viewed it in April. "We have tried to bring the building back to its original glory," he said. "We found historical features that stopped us doing certain things, but I found solutions and we got through it. Artifacts and original features of the Grade 2 listed building, from floorboards to 100-year-old newspaper pages, which were found beneath them, have been woven into the fabric of the refurbished building. Renovations also revealed a 19th-century cellar under the bar, which Mr. Fenner and his team of builders excavated. Now on display in the main bar through a glass pane in the floor, it is decorated with Victorian grain sacks and barrels, harking back to the pub's origins in the 1870s. There are believed to be several ghostly presences in the building, spotted by visitors and paranormal investigators, such as Mr. Harris, who is seen sitting in the corner of the pub with a pint and a pipe. These spirits and other features of the pub's past have been commemorated on its beer mats. Styled as a gastro pub, Last Pub Standing will serve a mix of global street food in its bar and private dining area. Mr. Fenner has spent his career thus far in catering on the county's railways and most recently at the University of East Anglia, but he said it was time for a new challenge, with his ultimate aim to provide a retreat for more mature drinkers.
That's just about it for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from you and to pass on news to other listeners. You can leave your message on our answer phone at the Chatterbox office on 01603 765 365. And we will call you back as soon as we can. And remember, you can find us on our website. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return to us your Chatterbox recording, put it in the wallet and pop this in the postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label.
We hope you enjoyed this week's Chatterbox and our thanks go to the team who produced it. Our editor tonight was David Potten and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. All the items were taken from the evening news, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for the contents of this recording. So until next week, it's cheerio from Chatterbox and from me, Chris Gillam, and
Pauline Goldsworthy.